Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, my name.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello, hello.
Here we are. Here we are. I'm Greg Lancaster, and we just, we're excited. I want to encourage you that today is the day. Today is the day to be encouraged, because we serve a God. We serve a God that when your back is against the wall, he's been preparing his best work.
Mm-hmm.
He's been preparing his best work. Understand everything that God does, everything that actually happens in the context of what he allows to happen on the face of the earth, even if it's a Pharaohism taking place in your life. And it seems like there's been some plaguing moments. I don't know, plaguing one, plaguing two, even 10 plaguing moments. And you're thinking, what meanest thou this? And it's like God's getting ready to show himself mighty in your life. And that, just be encouraged. Understand, don't get discouraged when your back is against the wall. Look up. That's what he's been wanting you to do. But he wants you not only to look up with your eyes, but he wants you to look up with everything inside of you and say, your God. It's you that's blessed the work of my hands. And that, I mean, you think about it. Here's God delivering Israel. And I'm going to talk about what we're going to be talking about today. But I just want to first give you a real encouraging word. Here he is delivering Israel, the Jews, out of bondage, out of Egypt. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. You're thinking, well, we're wealthy now, but we're going out into the wilderness where there's no Walmarts or, you know, or Publix or Targets or whatever you're, you know, anyway. And they're going out, and you're thinking, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And the very ones that treated them bad for so long, there's a big transference of wealth. When you're hearing statements like transference of wealth, you're probably looking at a deliverance about to take place of a people. Don't panic. Just do what God says.
Mm-hmm.
That's another topic. Anyway, can you imagine? Well, you just think about it. There was a huge transference of wealth that took place with Egypt, between those that they served for years, that, you know, bricks with no straws and all this kind of stuff, and they built Egypt, and all of a sudden one day there's a transference of wealth. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
Wow. Anyway, so then that's exciting to me. That's exciting to me, and I just want to give a big shout out to James and Kachar in Texas this morning, because they witnessed, you know, what God spoke to me when I was on a time away with him. There's going to be a season coming. We'll be talking more about it. Mm-hmm. That is going to be pretty cool. What God's going to, another cool thing that he's doing. But anyway, so here he is. He's delivering them. And so here, it's over. Okay, great. We finally broke loose from those oppressive situations and oppressive folks, and we're going out into the wilderness. And you could be thinking at that point that it was all about you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you find out it's all about God, because he's going to bring you into a tight spot between a rock and a hard place, between an army who wants to destroy you and kill you, who was willing to let you go a few moments ago, to a sea that most of your folks can't swim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In regards to that, here they were stuck against the sea, and it's like there's no way out. They were stuck. Here, God delivered them and brought them into a place, and the natural you would think, he just brought us out here just so we could die out here on the side of the Red Sea, right?
Right.
And the soldiers are coming in. It's like, I thought we had a contract with these folks. I thought we had an agreement. I thought we met, we had a committee on this. They're not supposed to hurt us. And now they're being squozed between an impossibility and an enemy. And they're like being pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. This is when God does his best work.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening right now. So realize right now, if you've been praying that you'd get right, you've been praying that people you love would get right, and that the nation and people would get saved, this is the moment. Because we're being hard pressed on every side.
That's right.
But the goal of it is not just for your head to look up and go, dear God, give me another car to get out of here, or some sort of strategy. Just look up and say, you are God. Above you, there's none other. And of course, Moses looks up. He looks up to God, and he says, you know, what do you want me to do with these folks? They're about driving me crazy. You know, you did all this for them, 10 plagues, showing yourself mighty, all this kind of stuff. And God just says, lift up your staff. You got to have a staff. You got to have that which God's put together to be able to, we call with us, is the VFN Dream Team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to lift up the staff. And all of a sudden, God begins to part the impossible circumstances and parted the Red Sea to the point where it's dry ground, and God was showing himself mighty so that he could walk on top of the water, but walk on the the should have been just so mushy, they should have sunk all the way down in it.
Yeah.
They walked over on dry ground to the other side, and then their enemy who was going to destroy them, the very thing that God parted for them would not part for their enemy. And the very thing that pushed out of the way for them, God let fall on top of their enemy and destroy. The horse and the rider has fallen into the sea. In other words, he's falling into the very thing that God protected you from.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when you understand your witness, your peace in the midst of all of this is a witness that God's going to save you. And it's a witness to them that God's going to destroy them outside them knowing him. And so this, I just want to encourage you that if you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I mean, you're terrified. If you told people you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, but you didn't, you can measure that by you're terrified.
Yeah.
But if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and you understand it's not about this life and you're about to see a massive amount of people with their backs against the Red Sea and an army coming in the context of that, he's about to deliver his people out of bondage. He's about to set his people free.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are, you're looking at them just celebrating and you're preparing yourself the way a surfer would prepare himself for a big wave. I mean, you are preparing because it's going to be a big wave of harvest. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times in this wave, but in it, it's going to come a great harvest. I want to encourage you because as soon as he looked up, God spoke and gave a strategy and they were able to walk through something that would have destroyed someone else, and it did destroy their enemy. So realize today's the day that God is preparing to show himself mighty in your life, in America, and in the world. So cheer up. God said these things would happen, but he says, I've overcome this world through my son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
That is so cool. So just be encouraged today.
Well, you know, I want to remind everyone to visit our underwriters and our sponsors that help VFN Radio program be available to you, not only on the air, but as well on TV. I want you to visit Glenn Parker over at Allen Turner. My yes. goodness, I had a chance to talk to Glenn over the weekend. He's excited about being a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they have a bunch of pre-owned cars there in Pensacola Car City. You want to go visit them?
Yes.
Glenn Parker at Allen Turner.
Sponsor of VFN Radio.
That's right.
Beautiful. And also I want to mention, too, that Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools, that Joyce Proctor has a great business over there. And if you're ready to just begin to relax a little bit, because this is a very stressful day.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she is, and they are a sponsor of VFN Radio and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. And you can find them in Pensacola at on Blue Angel Parkway, close to the Softly Field area there in the corner. And there's nothing like, think about this, there's nothing like, you don't have to, don't turn to what so many people are turning to is medications and all, food and all this other kind of stuff. You know, just think about this, God's designed hot water. I think about a particular president, I think it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Frank FDR, when he discovered the hot springs of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He said there's healing property in it. Can you imagine what life was like until they found the hot springs? It's like, I want to encourage you, you know, visit our sponsor, you know, give Joyce a call. You can find her information at vfntv.com and just thank her for sponsoring and helping to make this available. It's Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools.
You know, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's a recent report right now that's just come out that only one in three young born-again evangelicals believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. This is just being reported by the Christian Post, and they're doing this study to find out, you know, what's happening and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we have a crisis. I mean, the age group that they were targeting is 18 to 29. And typically what we're saying is that, listen, you want to be able to continue to minister people well past the age of 18 years old. Once your brain is not fully developed to you're at least 18 to 20, but you're seeing a large majority of...
25.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Goes up even more, right?
Yeah.
But you forgot?
The frontal lobe.
Hey.
I know my name can't handle 25.
He is older than he looks like. He's older than he looks like.
Yeah, this is true. But it just goes to show you exactly, listen... One in three born-again evangelicals, not saved. These are people that say they claim that they know Jesus Christ is Lord, are saying that Jesus is the only way.
Mm-hmm. One in three perceived evangelicals.
Correct. Yeah.
Big difference.
By the way, there is only one way.
There is only one way.
Right.
Jesus said himself, I am the way, not a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Well, you know, and that's why we're here at VFN Radio, keeping the conversation light. That's the word of God, always L-I-G-H-T, getting a light perspective. You know, Jesus commanded us to be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk about a couple of things we're going to be talking about in today's programs. It's the 14th day of the government shutdown, and all is well, even with the perceived Alinsky threats that have taken place.
Right.
Are you running the man out of his little coffee shop <It's> like, in the bar? Did you just push the veteran's wheelchair away from the monument?
Did you actually spend money to go into shutdown to put barricades to stop the veterans from coming? Did you spend
that? No, listen. That's crazy. Listen now. You have to understand. If you have not been listening to VFN Radio, you don't understand probably what you're thinking. We're not taking it lightly. We just understand what's going on.
Exactly.
These are Alinsky's children. Mm-hmm. People that follow Saul. I mean, think about it. When God stopped, Jesus stopped Saul on the way to Damascus to destroy the church, he said, Saul, Saul. Mm. So we could just say, you know, this is just Saul, Saul, Alinsky's method of just stirring things up. And one of Paul, which Saul's calling cards when he was witnessing that he became a believer was, hey, I used to actually use Alinsky tactics. Remember, I persecuted the church, and I was the one. Remember, I used to be an organizer. Anyway, and so, so just relax and realize that that's a sign that if we stay with God and we just, trust the Lord, don't trust our own abilities, this nation got into the place it's in because God's people got into the darkness that we have gotten into. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Mm-hmm. And it's time for us to apply, Ezekiel 33 to our lives and begin to say, God's looking for someone to stand in the gap. And it doesn't take many based on what he looked at Sodom and Gomorrah. So anyway, so also yesterday was a day reported by the Catholic Herald in the United Kingdom reporting that the Pope went to visit St. Peter's tomb, but then, and you can see the details of this, we'll be talking more about it, that he dedicated the nations of the world to Mary.
Really?
I mean, think about it. He dedicated it to Mary. And think about this. It's important to understand that it's another Mary. It's not the Mary. This is the Mary that they're talking about this particular point. And by the way, God loves Catholics, so I'm not talking about that. He loves us all.
Sure.
But in regards to this particular doctrine, that this is the Queen of Heaven, that they're talking about, bringing her from South America. The reports are that in this article to dedicate. Wow. And I was like, oh my goodness. But then I just heard this morning in news reports that the Pope has never, ever, 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 ever been to the Holy Land.
Ever?
He's the Pope. He's
ever.
Never been to the Pope. And they own
most of Jerusalem.
Right. And he's never been there. But he definitely, I just want to say this to his account, he did bow the knee and pray with imams. They're heading up Islam. The first thing you do is pray. We'll talk more about that in just a moment after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do teachers have the right to teach religion as fiction? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My daughter is in social studies in her class, and her teacher decided to tell the class that some stories about Jesus are untrue, and I didn't know if he had the right to make that kind of a statement in her class.
No, the idea that a teacher would say this particular belief is not true violates the Establishment Clause. We often hear the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State say that a particular practice or activity violates the Establishment Clause, church-state separation. But part of that Establishment Clause says that the government is not supposed to be hostile to religion, which is precisely what's taking place in a situation where you have a school district come in and say, some of these Bible stories you're learning about, we don't think they're true. That's disparaging. It's hostility towards religion. The government's supposed to be neutral, and that is not neutrality.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24-7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have a entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. I'm Greg. I just want to give you a tip here in regards to...
Yeah, you were just saying that to his credit...
Talking about the Pope Francis.
That to his credit, he actually... prayed with the Iman Muslims.
I did.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
It's sort of like infotainment in regards to saying, you know, they are waiting for a beast to come out of the hole in the ground in Mecca. You know, you got to listen to the whole, it's important. Yeah. And but think about it. We have to talk to you for a year to make context to that. So it's important to listen to this whole, we're having a conversation. And I'm glad that you brought that up because John didn't understand. No, it is. But by the way, that especially with, you know, one third of perceived.
Hello,
you know
this generation,
saying,
my goodness. Right. You can make it plain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have not yet gone to VFNTV.com and listened to the State of the Nation, but you're looking right here. This is you're probably looking as behind me here. This is Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you also hadn't heard the Malachi prophecies, you know, in regards to that, but you can pull that down. But that just so you can see, that's a particular article that we were talking about. And also, we want to talk about more of these Alinsky. Lucifer tips, you know, that he writes about in Rules for Radicals, and that our president taught for 4 years, and Hillary Clinton, and we're still asking, does somebody have that thesis? By the way, she can write anything she wants to, and she can serve any God she wants to.
Hey.
God's not going to fall. He just says, come follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody says, demands you to follow them, that's Islam. No matter, that's not a God. Because he just lets you go to hell. That's what you want to go. He'll love you all the way to hell. And it's not his desire for you. But he saves us out of darkness. We're not all of a sudden sent to darkness. We're actually in darkness the day that we're conceived or born. And he's the light of the world. And I also want to talk about, hopefully, today's programs, to be able to talk about children of the day. He calls us, the Word of God calls us children of the day. But what God spoke to me just last night, he was speaking to me about, it could freak you out if you're saying God's talking to him. Yes.
Yeah.
This is the network that God's building. Mm-hmm. We take no credit for it. Do we take any credit for
no,
that?
None whatsoever.
I only have four fingers left. I don't want to take any more. I don't want any more credit. Nope. It's all God.
It's God all house, God. You know?
And what was I talking about? Oh, so
God speaking.
Yeah, God was speaking, and he said, you know, that there's folks that this is what's going on, is that they're claiming that you can be children of the day, excitedly, children of the day and children of the night.
Yeah.
At the same time. I mean, this is what God said to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very specific. And I can't wait to share with you what he said, because it makes such good sense. Because you can talk to somebody in their day moments, and you're going like, whoa, so cool. But then you can see them in their night moments, and they're like, contradiction. And it's like, oh, this ought not to be. This is something that's going on. And the truth is that you know, it's called deception.
Sure.
You know, you can either be a child of the day, which is child of the light, or child of the night, which is child of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can be a child of the day, as Paul talks about in Romans 7, and every now and then, you know, darkness touches you and falls upon you and stuff, you hate it, but you're not walking around going, you know, that you're a child. You're following the darkness.
Yeah.
You're following Lucifer. And that's exactly what he said. I can't wait to share this. I don't know if y'all want to hear it. Do you want to hear this? Oh, my goodness.
With bated breath, come on.
I'm thinking, should I wait? Should I wait? And I just hear the Spirit of God's going, did I ask your opinion?
Hey.
Didn't I just share that with you? Didn't I just share that with you? And so, and I'm ready to move beyond darkness and Lucifer. Believe me, this is so not a norm. Mm. But we just want to do what God's saying, because sure. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And so we have to have knowledge in the context of this, especially when it appears that we're being organized, you know, by Alinsky's children.
Hmm.
And if you missed it, and so we'll talk more about that as well in regards to organizing. But we're just going to talk, we're going to found out in our last particular program, if you missed it, was, because we were focusing first on, you know, the question, you know, are they using, are people using Lucifer tips to organize America and the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just walked into it. Like the first question, we walked into Mormonism, like, okay, are Mormons Christians? Remember?
Yeah.
We went on the journey and said, God, speak to us. We went and we read, we did the studies, and we're like, oh my goodness. Oh, and so we were just learning together. We're learning out loud. You know, and I have to, you know, excuse my methodology of learning, but this is how John and I learn.
That's right.
Pat knows everything already.
That's right.
And
that
was a Diet Coke opening up. One of my noise was. Anyway, I can't talk to you about the dangers of that. Anyway, the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But, there's so much going on. Let's go quickly to... understand the government shutdown is taking place.
Yeah, day 14.
By day 14, and I am so encouraged because of the pressure that was placed on the government, the Washington D.C. by the government, which is the people.
Sure.
And I believe it was Jay Sekulow's organization that said, you know, these are open memorials. They're open 24 hours a day,
yeah.
Open at night, and like. You know, we're going to have to take this to court, and so the third branch of government can actually determine whether or not this is actually constitutional.
That's right.
And then, but with that threat of the national parks, they removed all the barricades and all.
That's it.
Listen, if you have not yet noticed, and you, it's a high chance you probably have, go to vfntv.com and look at links. Look at links in the context of that, and understand that Jay Sekulow's firm. ACLJ. ACLJ.
I was trying to remember the whole...
Yeah, ACL, because you don't want to mess up the last letter.
American Center of Law and Justice.
Yes. You got to go there and just, I don't know, throw a couple coins their way.
Yes.
You know, support them. They're standing up for constitutional rights. That's it. Your rights. And First Amendment. First Amendment.
And they're pretty good at it.
Well, they
there's
a lot of the First Amendment violations taking place, and it was just reported that, and you'll hear Jay on VFN TV and VFN Radio, is that that they were targeted.
Mm-hmm.
They were targeted in the context of their values by the IRS and all that. And so Jay just said, we need to take this to the third branch of government to verify if this is constitutional or not. And just support those who are standing up for Constitution, God, country, in that order, and Israel. And you think about Jay's son, and Jay's son is standing up for Pastor Saeed in Iran, who's in prison right now. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they locked the parks down, and they had to unlock the parks. But these are Alinsky tactics that mm-hmm. we're talking about. And it's just perfect timing to kind of coincide mm-hmm. that you can see what's taking place. If you just learn that this is just simple techniques that have always been used, but God protects us from all those. And you can go back and listen to every dart tactic, and you can hear in every one of those or read in every one of those on the VFN Torch or on your app or on WHBR or on VFN TV, everywhere it's being broadcasted, that there's a light perspective to all this dark attempts at you. And mm-hmm. God's greater. The light's greater than darkness. And so we're seeing these things take place, but these are like a last ditch effort to be able to stir something up. It's like, don't swing. This has nothing to do. This is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. And the very ones that are actually being used, they don't understand. I mean, think about this. And I'd like to use, you know, children, because this is what the Word of God says. He says, foolishness is bound in the heart of the child. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to train them up in the way they should go. So they really don't understand the fullness of, you know, what they're really doing.
Yeah.
And until they grow up and get wiser in what's happening. But it doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can open a door to the adversary, and they can be used by the adversary. But yet God loves that child,
or, sure.
and wants to save that child. And just like that, you know, adults can be used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what Paul said. He says, you know, writing to Timothy, he says, you know, organize them. He doesn't say organize. I'm sorry, I just looked at the time. It's just flying by. Anyway, do not organize them. But he says, gently instruct them.
Sure.
That God would grant them repentance, because they're held captive by the adversary to do his will. You've got to stay tuned to hear the rest of this program. And you can do so by going to VFNTV.com, downloading our app, going to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Sign up for the newsletter. So every single week you will get that week's programs right into your email, that you can listen straight from your email to what stood out to you. Go to the upper right-hand corner of VFNTV.com and sign up today. And remember, in doing that, we're soon going to have these gifts available to mm-hmm. those who are subscribers. We just want to bless you. We just want to sow into you the light. And that's what we're constantly doing. And we're going to be talking about, in addition to that, though this government is shut down and is doing these different things, realize that everything's still going. Everything is still functioning. That means we can do that. We can have one nation under God.
Yeah.
Not one nation under the government. Mm-hmm. We're seeing, that's the worst case scenario, is to shut it down and say, you can't do this without me, and then they see you doing it without them. Well, God bless. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio. You're listening to this. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you, because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you,
mm-hmm.
but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even mm-hmm. Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy. But I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is that you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope. And God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFN TV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time. But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to
and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. Welcome to the second half hour of the first hour. Second half of the first hour.
That's right.
Yeah, well, here we are. Well, we're talking about, you know, the government's on the 14th day, right?
That's right.
Shutdown. Just relax. Realize the worst case scenario for somebody who, dark tactics is to find out that you can live without them.
Threats.
I am out of here. I am gone. I'm just gone. It's like... Well, I've already packed your stuff already. Yeah, so yeah. I
mean, don't let the door hit you.
We can redo this thing. We can redo this. I read the documents, and it's like it's still functioning. What do you got to do? And it's like let's push the old guy out of the park. It's like really, do you realize? You know, don't touch that man. The man allowed us to be able to have this free nation and the Constitution. He laid down his life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For us. That's what the memorial is about, people that fought for our country.
I believe this weekend a whole bunch of these the vets gathered on Washington, and they said they stormed the beach to Normandy. Now they're storming the memorial, wow. And they were all gathered. I mean,
you see what they did with the barriers?
What did they do?
They piled them up in front of the White House.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Can you find that for us?
Sure.
These are old. Wow.
They did.
Think about those guys. They're up in age. They were just, wow.
Well, so understand this, that America is beginning to awaken. She's been asleep. And the church needs to awake. Realize there is no America outside God. And when you look at those that have partnered and sponsored with us, there's three pillars that we talk about. And that's why you need to go and let them know you appreciate them.
Sure.
Sponsors that appreciate them standing up for these three pillars, which is God and country in that order and Israel. And let them know and do business with them.
Yeah.
And not only that, become one. You can go to VFNTV.com now and follow the prompts to be able to become a sponsor in the context of that. But in knowing this is a worst-case scenario for someone in darkness to find out when the people who thought they were captives, they couldn't get free from that, that you can live outside of bondage.
Sure.
It's that, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation's been signed. Hmm. For everybody that was held into captivity and darkness, and it was signed by the blood of Jesus, mm-hmm. But we got to know that we can be free.
Right.
We can be free. And that's the worst case scenario for taskmasters to think you to find out the truth that you cannot, that you can live life outside of them, that you can prosper with God over you, and that we can have one nation under God again.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so here we are, it's happening. So if we just relax, and just realize that 532 folks in Washington, D.C. does not yet make a nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's you, 325 million, whatever it is, folks. That's a government, we the people. Mm-hmm. We just need to relax and turn back to God. We need to put God in the center of everything. You got something to say? You got something to say? I feel like a thought's coming up. I just feel like it's some profound thing's about to happen.
I'm intently listening.
Oh, okay, that's what that was. Help me, I'm falling in. But in the context of that right now in CBN News, you got to see this. This is a report of what took place with the memorial and what the soldiers did. The vets, I guess they stormed D.C.,
They stormed the memorial.
Take a look at this.
The government shutdown enters its third week today. Now the specter of the debt ceiling deadline looms larger, just 4 days away. Across the country, patience is wearing thin as lawmakers continue to fight for advantage. Senate leaders are taking charge of negotiations to end the government shutdown and avoid a default. But so far, they too have failed to agree on a deal.
We're in a free fall as Republicans, but Democrats are not far behind. And after listening to all of us talk, now I probably understand why 60% of Americans want to vote all incumbents out.
Republicans are no longer pushing to defund or change Obamacare. But now Democrats are trying to end the automatic sequester spending cuts as part of any deal.
So the plan would be open up the government immediately for a period of time before the sequester hits, and then have serious discussions where we might be able to undo the sequester.
If you break the spending caps, you're not going to get any Republicans in the Senate.
Republicans say undoing the sequester cuts would increase spending, a major step in the wrong direction. Meanwhile, the American people's patience is wearing thin over the politics of the shutdown. Hundreds of protesters calling themselves the Million Vet March removed barricades at several memorials and then marched over to the gates of the White House.
You work for us! You work for us!
There's no middle ground, it seems like. That's the trouble. So the left hand doesn't want to talk to the right hand.
Fire them all.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz joined the crowd. He asked why the government was spending money during the shutdown to erect barricades to keep veterans out of memorials.
Our veterans should be above politics. Enough games.
Several protesters carried signs reading "Impeach Obama." Police got involved, pushing the crowds back away from the White House gate.
It's amazing that it looks like the vets who are being pushed out of the memorials are reacting, it looks like, on, according to CBN News. And they were just shocked that we pushed back our veterans. This is a veteran. A veteran is a person who laid their risked their life or gave their life in the context of defending the Constitution, defending us. They they gave us their best. Think about it. This is what one particular journalist was saying as she was interviewing Michelle Bachmann was, they gave us their best. We owe them our best.
That's right.
You know?
We have many that are walking around today wounded, and they're scarred for life, and their families have been adjusted as a result of what happened and their sacrifice. We owe this to them. This is their memorial.
Yeah, right. And the thing about it is the ultimate wound of all is to give your very best and then be rejected.
Sure.
And just and say, what were we fighting for? What was going on? And, of course, we appreciate them. There's more. And I really believe, like Dr. King, I really believe, like Dr. King said, that there is more good people in America that has the heart. They're just they just need to hear. They need to see what's going on. And we need to do it in the context of what I believe Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was an apostle. I believe that. I believe that he led America to fulfill its original founding father commitment that we, the people, that are given our rights from God, given our rights from the Lord, and that we're all equal. And he did it in the context of the Constitution, and he did it as a believer in the context of God's word, and he didn't break out of either one of them. And if we, that's the country that God has blessed us with, that it's an amazing experiment that our founding fathers thought at first, that, you know, we'll see how long this goes in regards to it. And we found out that as long as God is over it, you know, that we can find our way in it. And just looking at the context of that, and you look at this, look pretty peaceful that I know of, you know, in regards to that, but I'm not sure, you know, in the context of it, the CBN News reporting, but that we can actually live within the context of the Constitution and under as children of the light, and understand that you cannot defeat darkness with you cannot defeat hate with hate, that only love can do that. And you cannot defeat darkness with darkness. Only light can do that. That's what Dr. King said. And that's what we're supposed to be, children of the day, children of the light. So I just want to encourage you there in the context of that. And speaking of that, I want to share with you what the Lord just spoke to me about even this morning about children of the day. When you think about children of the day, I mean, it has a lot of meaning to it. But remember that as he tells us in, I believe in Psalms or Isaiah 60, he says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. And is and the glory of the Lord is over you." And in the context, we think about that's Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And he has come to us, but now he's going to be with the Father. But he gave us the light, which is the life of men. And now he's sending us out to be the light of the world. That's why VFN Radio, you hear us go, hey, we are keeping the conversation light. And people go, well, I thought that was light. That's pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's just the truth of God's word. I mean, we're just talking, you know, we're looking at it in view of his mercy and because of his grace. You know, we're looking at the context of things, understanding that we stand ourselves because of his grace and his mercy and because of his forgiveness, but we fail because of our own frailties and our own flaws and our own Romans chapter 7 struggles that Paul talks about in the context of that. We refuse to be silent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are not going to be silent. Our God is big enough to do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it. And so we want to bring that light conversation to you in the context
of that.
Well, and so this is what the Lord showed me. The Lord showed me. I was talking to, had a vision. It was a vision, and I had a vision, and I was talking to. This is amazing. He doesn't even know.
Totally.
He's like, are you with us today? He's like, okay, all right, we're back.
Thank you. Come back.
Okay.
This is VFN Radio.
Yeah, and so John was in this vision.
Sleeping.
He was sleeping. His frontal lobe was sleeping. And so where am I? Okay.
You had a vision.
VFN Radio.
He knows how to spell. Jesus
came back.
Took
us out of here.
Right. He said, everybody but Pat. No, everybody but John. Okay, where are you going? That was an axe. Anyway, now I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to me and showed me in a vision. He showed me I was in this place with a lot of young folks and probably 20s and teens. And I was witnessing, you know, sharing the love of God with them, loving God, you know, this is the same. And of course, there were some there that just totally repelled the gospel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Totally repelled it. And then, but there's these two others that were just so drawn. They were like, mm-hmm. you know, it just looked like a normal approach where somebody's approaching the gospel and they want Jesus. Like, they're like, yes, this is great. And oh my goodness. And they're like, yes. And so, you know, I'm sharing with them about Jesus Christ, you know, and no blurriness here. And it just looked like, hey, these guys totally are just, they just made a decision to follow mm-hmm. Jesus, follow the light. To be children of the day,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then after we finished that whole encounter, they get so excited. They take me back to this other room. They want to show. I got to show you this. And they went back to this room. You know how things are. And in this room, there was a shrine. In this room, a shrine to Lucifer.
Oh wow!
And they went in there. Just as excited as they were about Jesus. They were excited about Lucifer and worshiping Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And about Lucifer. And in the context of that, I got to tell you what happened when we get back from this break, because you're going to be shocked. You're going to be really shocked. And this is definitely the depiction of today's generation.
All right.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up, church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online
and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to VineFellowshipNetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately live on VFN Radio. Find out more at VineFellowshipNetwork.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John, and I am talking about a vision the Lord just gave me. And we're just hearing what the Lord is saying. God is speaking continually, and he wants to speak to you. And just begin to abide with him and allow, just begin to build your relationship. You think about Eli taught Samuel how to hear from God, but once he heard from the Lord, he was able to not one word, he missed not one word. And I can't say that, but in regards to he wants to speak to all of his people, he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, everybody. And by the way, just because you have a dream does not mean you know the one who gave it to you. Mm. Ask Nebuchadnezzar. I know Jesus. Well, he gave me a dream. What did he say? He said, repent. That's not, doesn't mean you know him. That just means he warned you. It means Job 33. Anyway, so here we are. God gave me a vision. The vision he showed me were, I'm talking to these young folks and young meaning 20s maybe teens. And I'm sharing with them the gospel. There were some that just totally repelled the gospel and just, you know, left. And then there was some that seemed so interested in it. And so I shared with them about the love of Christ. And they just like, yes, yes. And it's like they received the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I would have thought that they had made a decision for Christ. And of course, Jesus says you always know them by their fruit. So it's not about somebody saying yes. It's about somebody living a yes.
Sure.
And so you know by time. And in the context of that, I'm sorry, I just saw something else pop up. Man, computers are amazing. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The rapture just happened. No, messing with
shiny object.
And so then these guys get so excited, the ones that I thought just met the Lord. You know, they get so excited. They're like, I got to show you this. And so they carry me to this other room, and this other room is like dark. It's got like black, it's just dark. It's got like black cloth and everything down and an altar to Lucifer, to Satan. And like a pentagram, you know, type thing. And
Satan symbol, something like that.
Yeah, satanic symbol. And I'm not into all that aspect of it. But the just telling you what God showed me. And so then these two laid down at the altar. But they didn't just lay down. They pressed every part of their flesh as low as they could go to the floor, happily, just so happy, because they were like, they were just as thrilled as they were to be perceived to be children of the day and to receive Jesus. That's how thrilled they were to receive the message of Lucifer, and had no, they thought they could do both.
Wow.
And so they're laid down across the altar, like you're just going to, an altar meaning, you know, this whatever it is set up, and they laid face down, pressing their shoulders down. Imagine it being your whole body's flat down on the ground. And they're pressing their shoulders down, pressing their face. And there's like no part of their body that they couldn't get to the floor, that they pressed it to the altar. Mm-hmm. And they were excited about this. I'm thinking, what the heck's going on right here? And then when they did that, it was almost that pentagram type thing peered over them, like a black blanket of darkness over them. And it had the pentagram over them. And it's like, these are like bipolar opposites right here. And all of a sudden I started, you know, confronting that. It's like, this is not right. And all of a sudden this small, it wasn't a child, but child size, you know, manifestation of some demon comes barreling out of there, running at me.
And I'm thinking, because I confronted it and said, this is not right. You can't beat, this is not, right. you know, what just happened this? Here? And it came at me, you know, I was just like, bound it in Jesus. I bind you, Satan, darkness, in Jesus' name, you know. And it started, but it was furious that I was going to explain to these two young people who were so excited to hear about Jesus that you can't be children of the night and children of the day. You're going to have to make up your mind. Are you going to be night or are you going to be day?
Yeah.
But they didn't know that. And the deception is what you think you're doing is right when you're wrong. And so all I was doing was, because I had this heart for these guys that was like, you're going after God, this is great. But they were deceived by the Satan to thinking that you can actually be, you can worship Satan and you can worship Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And worship means follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean sing a song, believe me. And, but in the context of this, that, so I'm looking at these two young men that were so excited, and they seem so innocent on the other side, and they still are innocently laying down pressing their bodies to the altar for this other God, yeah, for Satan. And so all I had to do was just start saying, this is not right. This can't be. And as soon as I said that, that thing just barreled out of that darkness that was they were laying down to, and just come right at me.
Mm.
You know, and I just bound and binding darkness and Satan and all that kind of stuff. By the way, you before we freak you out. Hey, just to let you know that God's given us authority to bind. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. Jesus said, this is how it works. You know, when a demon comes out of a man, he goes out, looks for a place to find a place. It can't find a place. It comes back and gets seven worse. If you got empty houses, open doors. Okay, got that done. That, you know, remember Jesus walked in a room and some demons going like, aren't you a little bit earlier than what you're supposed to be? What are you doing
this
here?
This is before our time.
Yeah, and if when you understand that it's darkness that you're wrestling against and not people, then you can love people you can have compassion for those young men who thought they could be children of the day and children of the night instead of being offended because they got a tattoo of a pentagram on their arm at the same time while they're professing to be children of the light. You can understand that was the devil deceiving them.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is, it's so powerful. The gospel is so powerful. Just begin to share with them the love of Christ. And the reality is that, you know, you can only have one God above him. There is none other.
Mm-hmm.
And the access to him is through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why so many people talk negative about him from the other religion, because he is the only way to God. And I think, man, is that not today's church? I mean, today, not today's, well, you're talking about one out of three, you know.
Professed evangelicals, right.
Say that there's more than one way. Well, these guys thought that you can actually serve Lucifer and you could serve Jesus at the same time. But once they made a decision to bow down at the altar of Lucifer, they're not serving Jesus anymore.
That's right.
But understand, they were so innocent in how they did that. They were so deceived in thinking things is right. And that's how it always works. It's like, you know, telling the Jews, just go take a shower, everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's deception. That's not going to be a shower, that's gas. Well, this is what 1 Thessalonians 5 says. 5:5, it says, you are children, you are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So you have to understand, there is a difference in our life when we walk with God. No, we're not perfect. Yes, we're all under a dark cloud in the context of blanket. It blankets the earth since the fall of man. And thick darkness does cover mankind. But the light of God, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, is inside of you. That's a life in the light of God. And so the enemy hates that. So the enemy's going to want to convince you or deceive you that you can be a child of the night and a child of the day. But once you choose to be a child of the night, you've chosen. I mean, another choice that says, I'm not going to be a child of the light. I'm not going to be a child of the day. And a gospel has been preached, a message has been preached that you can be a child of both. And the Word of God lets us know that that he's a jealous God. And you know, you cannot have any other God. In Acts chapter 26, verse 17 through 19, Paul says this as he's speaking to King Agrippa, because he actually had appeared before King Agrippa. And he's talking about his call into ministry. And this is what God had called him to do. And he's giving his whole explanation there. And he's saying, this is God speaking to Paul in regards to, and this is Paul explaining what God told him he was supposed to do for him. You know, so there's things I need to show you that you must suffer for me and that type of thing. But yet Paul's given this testimony later on in his life to King Agrippa. He's having to answer for him. And he says this, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. Mm. See, in this vision that God showed me, there was people being turned from light to darkness, because you can't have them both. He says, I'm sending you to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You see, in this vision, God showed me people turning from the light, receiving the light happily, merrily, just happy about it, but then turning to darkness. But this is what God has called you to do and called us to do, is to turn you from the altar of darkness to the light and never look back. He has not called you to be a child of the night. He's calling you out of the night. He's calling you out of the darkness. He's calling you to be a child of the day. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. Think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.